I asked. "Through their matching emanations," he said. "Those emanations are naturally on the left-side awareness of man, the side that the average man never uses. For this reason, allies are totally barred from the world of the right-side awareness, or the side of rationality." He said that the matching emanations give both a common ground. Then, with familiarity, a deeper link is established, which allows both forms of life to profit. Seers seek the ally's ethereal quality. They make fabulous scouts and guardians. Allies seek the greater energy field of man, and with it, they can even materialize themselves. He assured me that experienced seers play those shared emanations until they bring them into total focus. The exchange takes place at that time. The ancient seers did not understand this process, and they developed complex techniques of gazing in order to descend into the depths that I had seen in the mirror. The old seers had a very elaborate tool to help them in their descent, he went on. It was a rope of special twine that they tied around their waist. It had a soft butt soaked in resin, which fitted into the navel itself like a plug. The seers had an assistant or a number of them who held them by the rope while they were lost in their gazing. Naturally, to gaze directly into the reflection of a deep, clear pond or lake is infinitely more overwhelming and dangerous than what we did with the mirror. But did they actually descend bodily? I asked. You'd be surprised what men are capable of, especially if they control awareness, he replied. The old seers were aberrant. In their excursions to the depths, they found marvels. It was routine for them to encounter allies. Of course, by now you realize that to say the depths is a figure of speech. There are no depths. There is only the handling of awareness. Yet the old seers never made that realization. I told Don Juan that from what he had said about his experience with the ally, plus my own subjective impression on feeling the ally's thrashing force in the water, I had concluded that allies are very aggressive. Not really, he said. It is not that they don't have enough energy to be aggressive, but rather that they have a different kind of energy. They are more like an electric current. Organic beings are more like heat waves. But why did it chase you for such a long time? I asked. That's no mystery, he said. They are attracted to emotions. Animal fear is what attracts them the most. It releases the kind of energy that suits them. The emanations inside them are rallied by animal fear. Since my fear was relentless, the ally went after it, or rather, my fear hooked the ally and didn't let it go. He said that it was the old seers who found out that allies enjoy animal fear more than anything else. They even went to the extreme of purposefully feeding it to their allies by actually scaring people to death. The old seers were convinced that the allies had human feelings, but the new seers saw it differently. They saw that allies are attracted to the energy released by emotions. Love is equally effective, as well as hatred or sadness. Don Juan added that if he had felt love for that ally, the ally would have come after him anyway, although the chase would have had a different mood. I asked him whether the ally would have stopped going after him if he had controlled his fear. He answered that controlling fear was a trick of the old seers. They learned to control it to the point of being able to parcel it out. They hooked their allies with their own fear, and by gradually doling it out like food, they actually held the allies in bondage. Those old seers were terrifying men, Don Juan continued. I shouldn't use the past tense. They are terrifying even today. Their bid is to dominate, to master everybody and everything. Even today, Don Juan? I asked, trying to get him to explain further. He changed the subject by commenting that I had missed the opportunity of being really scared beyond measure. He said that doubtless the way I had sealed the frame of the mirror with tar had prevented the water from seeping behind the glass. He counted that as the deciding factor that had kept the ally from smashing the mirror.
"Too bad," he said. "You might have even liked that ally. By the way, it was not the same one that came the day before. The second one was perfectly akin to you."
"Don't you have some allies yourself, Don Juan?" I asked.
"As you know, I have my benefactor's allies," he said. "I can't say that I have the same feeling for them that my benefactor did. He was a serene but thoroughly passionate man who lavishly gave away everything he possessed, including his energy. He loved his allies. To him, it was no sweat to allow the allies to use his energy and materialize themselves. There